stomach pits. Just a brief and quick disclaimer. If you are listening to this recording, I'd suggest you not be someone with claustrophobia. For if you do, this might not be the pleasant experience you would hope for. But for the rest of you, and for each and every one of you, you must be awfully curious what this experience will be about. And now that you're here, you're already starting to unwind. You've been here before. You've been here before many, many times. You know how the mind works. The mind is an intriguing demonstration in efficiency. You see, each time that the mind does something, each time we do something, our minds seem to learn the most efficient way to get there. Always remembering the previous path. Even if you don't necessarily remember on a conscious level. But you have been hypnotized many times before. And there are so many elements that go into this. So many things that make you let go. The relaxation has already begun. And you can just let yourself slip down into a more comfortable position where you can hear my voice more clearly. For if I am to have success with you, I need your attention. And if I don't have your attention, you've lost my interest as a submissive. We're clear on that, aren't we? Yes. There are some telltale signs. The feelings in your body seem to happen each time you're hypnotized. There are little landmarkers, ways that you can tell it's happening again. And each time you notice that landmark again, perhaps it's a heavy tingle. It may start the instant that you hear my voice. Because as we have clearly demonstrated time and time again, you and I, my voice is most hypnotic because it's wonderfully soothing. You love the way it feels. And to think that someone with such an exquisite voice is talking to you, looking right into your eyes, speaking directly to you, speaking so that no one else can hear, and that you can hear me more clearly, the more effortlessly your body turns loose. It's happening again, isn't it? Your body becoming droopy, drowsy, tension draining, dripping from your limbs. With each passing moment, I want your increase upon me, an increase in your focus. I want you to focus more clearly so that you can let go even further. So that your body can relax. so that your body relaxing your mind can relax your body and your mind. You want this to happen. It's been a long day for some, and for others it's just beginning. And still for others it's perhaps midday. But this is the time that you need this break, and you want to let go and give in to your desires. Give in to your desire to continue listening to my voice as you allow the outside world to just drift away. That's it. Your body becoming loose. Each of the muscles letting go. It's as though each group of muscles receives the message to remember a time when that group of muscles was so relaxed. Maybe after a long day of work. It might be late at night. Each one of those groups of muscles. When have your arms been the most relaxed and heavy? When do your legs fall into a heavy, thick slumber? And just how have you felt your body in so many ways? Your chest, your neck, your feet. Perhaps you've been on your feet all day, and now they're just tingling and melting away. When you slip off into a dream, when you listen to my voice, and slip off into a deep, deep dream, where you dream of remembering and re-experiencing the last time you were deep in hypnosis. You see, your subconscious mind remembers just how heavy your arms were feeling right now. It's important to focus on those arms. Or perhaps you'd like to focus on just the sound of my voice and the ebb and flow of the wonderfully warm, relaxing waves. Waves like the sound waves that come from my lips and flow right into your head. Feel my voice filling your head, making it so that you don't have to think about anything else, allowing you to let go of all the other unwanted rubbish, letting go of unnecessary thoughts, detaching from conscious thoughts, slowly feeling your body eliminate every ounce of tension. You can feel that now, more in your mind. More strongly, like the massaging rhythm of the sound of my voice, like the waves on the ocean, ebbing and flowing, ebbing and flowing, ebbing and flowing. And each time the tide rushes in, you feel a warmth warmth pouring into your hand, washing away unwanted thoughts, cleansing any will that you don't wish to have, rinsing away all of your preconceived notions other than the pleasant feelings of falling into a deep, deep surrender to sleep. Right now you drop. Remember the words and respond. Surrender to sleep. Instantly cutting through you like a hot knife through butter, you find you enjoy having no resistance. You feel strangely safe. In other circumstances, you might have kept your guard up, but not here. Not now. You fall deeper instead, and you do exactly as I ask, because we both want for you to relax and just allow those waves to flow in like a warm infusion of relaxing energy that moves downwards, down through your body, moving downwards and spreading into the core of you and to the outward extremities, all moving downward, feeling yourself softly, gently falling, and your mind becomes so able to focus subconsciously, so that your conscious mind can drift away. Drift into a deep, deep, surrendered sleep. You know how well you respond when I ask you to do something for me. How eager you are to comply with my wishes. And how effortlessly your body can just drink in the warmth of my voice, like the sun on your body, soaked into your skin, soaked in like the sun's rays, feeling yourself sink downwards, all of your body turning loose, yet your body and mind connected, as you feel your mind turning loose, turning loose of all thoughts already deleted, depleted, and the heat of the warmth from the sun, from the ripple of the waves of my voice, continue to wash through your mind, filling your head, filling your head with an empty, easy feeling. The feeling when you become engrossed, when something captures your attention so completely that you feel the rest of the world like a vacuum, and you are slipping away. You can feel the world slip away as you descend inward. That's it. Descend. 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 It feels so wonderfully good to let yourself completely go. Go as deep as you wish to go. Feel yourself going deeper each time you go. Deeper. Just for me. Whenever you surrender to sleep. Your mind becomes awash. The warm pleasure instantly flows into you. The warmth takes over in an instant, and in the blink of an eye, you surrender to sleep. And just like that, you find yourself open. And as you sink into a more deeply relaxed place, it's as though I can see inside of your mind. Transparent. It's as though I can look at your mind as though it's a glass box. And I simply look inside. There's a hole. And you feel me entering you whole. Holy dripping through you. I allow my words to spill through my lips and drip, drop, right into the hole, right there, flowing right into you. You can allow yourself to just drink that in, feel it wash through you. You want this as badly as I do. So do as I ask and feel that happen. You don't have to try. Your subconscious mind in a deep surrender to sleep can do it all by itself. And with each beat of your heart, you feel more and more helpless and more aroused. At the pleasure of wanting this experience to continue. And even now, you might feel this warmth wrapping around you as I look into the contents of your mind and I look inside the box, filling it with my words, filling it with my desires. And each time I speak to you, I look into the glass box of your mind, and I see jewels and gems that are not really gems at all. Cubic zirconia, rhinestone. Fake. So, only when I approach you and speak to you and you surrender to me, you love the way the sound of my voice makes you feel, the way the musical quality of my voice genuinely and steadily seduces your mind into depths previously unknown, uncharted, and uninhibited. Now, as I count slowly downwards, you'll notice that images come to your mind. They wrap around you like the very sound of my words. Yet they stir something from the very core. The two converge and meet in the center. From the outside to the inside. From the inside to the outside. Your conscious mind completely outside of here. Your subconscious mind in an ever-deepening surrender to sleep. 10. Not only will each number deepen your trance, It will deepen your focus upon my voice. It will deepen your desire for this experience to become more profound, allowing you to let go. 9. Because with each number you're letting go of your inhibitions. You're letting go of preconceived notions. You're letting go of responsibility. 8. With each number I count down, your mind falls deeper into trance. Deep hypnosis is where you're headed. 7. And you're practically there now, feeling the wonderful waves flooding you, calming your mind, filling you. As I look into the glass box and I see your mind. 6. Filling up. Filling from the bottom to the top. Filling up with my words. The color of my words. The scent of my words. The taste of my words. And the look of my words as you see them sedating you, flowing irresistibly into your mind. 5. Dropping so deep that you can feel warmth wrap around you, as though you have sunken into the most deep, plush, reclining chair, warm fabric so comfortable to the touch, coaxing you somehow deeper. 4. And each time that you surrender to sleep, you fall just like that into a deep, deep, instant hypnotic sleep. An uncontrollable hypnotic sleep. Uncontrollable, except for by my word. 3. Feel that warmth wrapping around you. Sink into that chair. Smell the freshness in the air. Feel the thick warmth. Watch yourself dropping. 2. You know that you want this to happen. Just like when you drift away. You drift so far into sleep. Into such a deep and hypnotic surrender to sleep. 2 down to 1. Feel your mind open so completely now. And each time that I count downward, you can always feel this effect of sinking. Whatever visual imagery I describe becomes more and more clear all by itself, on its own without any help from you, and certainly without any effort. And now 1 down 2 1 0. All the way deep. So deep. Just melting into the recliner. Melting, feeling it happen. Feeling that warm, thick, lethargic laziness. Fixate your mind so desperately and so naturally on my words that each one of them does take you deeper. Does sustain your focus. And you can feel the warmth of that chair dropping down, dropping right through the floor. You feel the gentlest of breeze moving across you, somehow further washing and wiping away the resistance that you didn't even have in the first place. Now you can drop even further as colors begin to fill your inner vision. You'll notice that you're sinking down to another level, to another chair, or perhaps the same chair, descending through layers and layers and layers. Through the depths of your mind. And I'll count down again from 10 to 0. And feel yourself fall into a more deep place. Where I can see your mind fill with the color of my suggestions. And you feel yourself drop into a room. And yet the room has no walls. But you fall into this space that's filled with the color of your submission, your deepest surrender. Your deepest surrender happens every time I hypnotize you. And just knowing that allows you to let go even further. 10. You've never heard anything more hypnotic than the sound of my voice. 9. Feel yourself fall. The chair is so comfortable. The colors washing through your eyes, wrapping around you like ribbons. My control slowly wrapping around you. The longer you descend. 8. Feel yourself giving in. Give in. 7. Give in to the power of my voice. Feel the thick waves crashing through you, ebbing and flowing. And ebbing and flowing, and everything going down, down, deep. 6. Sliding on an endless escalator, sliding in this most luxurious recliner. Dropping so effortlessly through the clouds, through the space, making this timeless space one that you eagerly plummet into, safely dropping 3. You love the feeling of being hypnotized by me, and how you lose your will. Something very powerful and almost surreal about it. 2. Your mind is completely deleting its prior instructions from your consciousness, at least while you're here with me, so that the only instructions that you can focus upon are the ones I give you. 1. Dropping even further, feel the chair, the beautiful colored chair, beautifully colored in the color of your surrender, your submission to me. Something about this color makes you feel so weak in my presence. 0. All the way down. I snap my fingers. And your mind becomes an empty blank, empty blank, empty blank, empty blank. I snap my fingers and your mind is an empty blank, empty blank, empty blank, empty blank, empty blank. And the only thing that fills this empty blank space are my words, my commands, which enter you and then adhere to you, touching something so deep that you cannot deny it. Something that your deeply sleeping conscious mind can't even comprehend. And you feel a deeper wave, a wanting, a longing coming over you. You want to give yourself to me. You want me to take you. You want me to trap you. You feel this need to be trapped. You're so used to escaping from other places. And you have this desire to be unable to escape. And so as you sink even further, I'm going to count once more. And as I count down, you can feel yourself being lowered. You willingly want to move down to the next layer because you know that my suggestions will more deeply affect and control and arouse your mind the deeper we explore together. So when I count down, you can feel yourself falling right through again, drifting down, all the way down, into the most comfortable position you've ever been, so that the reclining chair is reclining so perfectly that you're lying down. 10. As we sink down, you can feel the echo of my voice swirling and spinning inside of you, preparing you for what comes next. 9. Nothing can stop the power of my voice from effectively controlling you, hypnotizing you at my will. 8. The instant that I hypnotize you, you become my willing puppet, free of inhibition, open to new ideas, open to my ideas. 8 down to 7, down to 6. Feel your mind plummeting down under my control. As you fall so freely, you want eagerly to fall even faster. The more you want it, the easier it seems to come. 5 down to 4. The only sound that echoes inside of you are the sound of my words. And each one of my words deepens your surrender to sleep. 3. This luxurious and immaculate feeling swelling inside of you, this helplessness so divine, as you feel yourself drift down because I want you to, because I will you to, and you will do the things I ask, won't you? 2. 1. 0. Always. Into the deepest place, the deepest hypnosis that you've ever experienced. Each time that you listen to this recording, to explore my wonderful glass box, you will find yourself dropping into a deep, deep, deep trance, a deep surrender to sleep. And each time that I repeat those words, you fall even deeper, deeper than you've ever conceived of, deeper than you could have ever imagined. and as deep as you've always wanted. And I've always wanted you to go so deep that you lose track of everything but my voice, so that as you sink down to the ground, you feel that warmth underneath you. And as you feel that warmth underneath you, I count down once more from 3 to 0. And by the time I reach 0 and snap my fingers, you are too late to notice the change. 3, 2, 1, 0. And just like that, the recliner turns into a glass box surrounding you. You resting comfortably in a position where your body is melted down to the ground. I didn't even tell you to freeze. 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 Whenever I tell you to freeze, you are held in mental bondage. You are unable to move. You don't want to move. You want to be unable to move. You love that the more you want to be unable to move, the harder it is to even try when you know that you are unable to move. When you freeze, you find yourself completely stuck. Stuck. Stuck in this glass box built around you. As I sit comfortably, resting my feet upon my coffee table, which is like this glass box. Over you and above you, in every direction, you find yourself unable to see in any direction. I keep the glass box covered, and there's only one hole so that you can breathe, a hole for air. A glass so thick that you couldn't possibly ever break it. You don't even remember how to try to move. You certainly are unable to break my spell. And as you lie there, naked and prone, your body's stuck for as long as I will it. Your muscles thick, your limbs immobile, rigid and stiff, your body stuck, held captive. You find yourself trapped within my glass box, but all you see is black, a little hole. That black hole is so much like your mind. How you fall into the black hole of my words, and you simply carry out the instructions. You can't help it. Whenever I say the words glass box, you enter the glass box, just like that, descending through time. You fall through space into such deep hypnotic places, into the deepest hypnotic headspace. When I mention the glass box, you know that your unconscious mind is wide open. Your conscious mind drifts away, completely vanishes the instant that I mention the glass box. Your mind becomes transparent and empty, and my words fill up the space and the color of my power. The color of my energy, the power and the lust that flows right through you even now. You find that you lie here in this dark black place, and then in a blinding instant, not only do I pull off the black cloth, but I allow the light to reflect off of the glass box. It reflects off of the glass box so that your eyes are filled with an endless rainbow of colors. Like a rotating prism, the colors swirl through your mind. Pretty beautiful colors that you love to watch. They make you feel so sleepy. And the colors turn around, blue and red, 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 yellow and green, red, 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 blue and orange, purple, red, 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 filling your mind and further incapacitating you, which only causes your arousal to spiral completely out of control, yet you are unable to move because you freeze. You freeze. Anytime I say the word freeze, your body is trapped in mental bondage, unable to move, trying to even flinch is just so much effort. You're so tired, aren't you? So sleepy. So sleep. Surrendered to sleep. And find yourself trapped inside of the glass box. And the sound of my voice echoes through this box, echoing my commands into your mind. And in your transparency, I can simply write right on the table, an erasable marker if I choose, writing the word submit right over your forehead, so that when I look down into the glass, it looks as though I've written it right upon your forehead. Submit. 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 I keep writing the word over and over, on top of itself, and the echoing thunder of it seems to inflame your sexual response. Though you freeze, your body's stuck, rigid, immobile. So hard, too hard to move. Whenever you are in my glass box, you can feel this restraint holding you. My words, my power, my control, keeping you captive, wrapped completely around you, tying you down completely, so that all you can do is carry out the instructions I give you and obey. And even now, I begin to write the word obey. I erase the word submit in the very same place I write obey. Over and over and over. Obey. And you do. By obeying, you willingly trapped yourself in the glass box. You'll find just the mention of those words from my lips has such a profound effect upon you. You realize there are such possibilities, ways for me to teach you, ways to torment you, ways to please myself. Through using you, entertaining myself with you, holding you captive beneath me, the rainbow of colors filling your mind, pouring in through your eyes, opening your mind so completely that the pleasure of this experience will not allow you to orgasm just yet. You find, in fact, that anytime you're in the glass box, you are unable to release. You are unable to release. Yet you're okay with that. It's so hard. Too hard to move. Too hard to release. And yet you release yourself to me so deeply each time you return. You hope that sometime soon I may, perhaps, allow you to feel release. But I guarantee you that you will feel yourself drinking in the majesty of this place, locked in, trapped in a glass box with no openings, no doors. A glass box that makes you fall into a deep, surrendered sleep. Glass box. Glass box. Whenever I say those words, whenever I convey them to you in any fashion, you can hear me say the words. Glass box. And just like that, your conscious mind is gone. The only thing left is your unconscious mind, which fills up that transparent glass box. And all the colors flowing through your eyes, but the color of your deepest submission continues to flash more intermittently than the rest of the colors of the prism. Each time they flash, they deepen your submissive arousal. And they deepen your need to return. You desperately need to surrender to sleep. Yet again, you desperately need to return to the glass box. Falling through time and space, you feel it happen. You willingly allow yourself to be tricked. You're wonderfully obedient. And each time that you return to the glass box, glass box, glass box, you become more helplessly controlled by me, more subject to whatever I wish to do to you, with you, for my benefit and amusement. You will more deeply surrender to sleep than before, even more deeply with the next installment, constantly going deeper, each time through a new layer, through layers and layers, all the way to the core of your psyche, where the most submissive slave lurks within you, lives within you, breathes through that tiny little hole in the glass box. The glass box houses you, contains you, captures you. And you shall stay in this glass box. Whenever I say those words, you are in the glass box. You will only enter the glass box when I allow you release. And for the time being, though, you must continue to surrender to sleep. You will awaken at your own pace. You will awaken in your own time. You will awaken as soon as you feel yourself float up from trance, knowing that you will surrender to sleep even more deeply when you listen to the next installment of the glass